Shalom to all. Today we're going to be discussing Hadjim Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chos Aser Bas Rachel Shishi Bezechav and Josef Kagon Bekarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav tells us Ketzad Baidkinas Edim. How would they check out the Edim to see if they're telling the truth? We're talking about DNA Mamonos over here. We have our two litigants, Reuven and Shimon. Let's just say that Reuven is claiming that Shimon owes him money, and he brings Edim along. They're going to prove that. So how do we check out to see if these Edim are really saying the truth? They would bring them into a room, meaning the Dayan would bring the Edim into a room, and they would scare them. They would basically tell them that you should know if you are hired to be false Edim, not only are you liars, and that's a terrible thing, but the person who hired you degrades you. He himself thinks that you're scum and good for nothing. So that's number one. Number two, umatinas kol adam l'chotz, they take everyone out of the room, umashanas hagadol shabahen, and they leave the older, the greater of the Edim, v'amrim lo'en, they tell him, emar hecha toyodeh shezeh chayv l'zeh. How do you know that Shimon is chayv to Reuven money? Say mamar, if the aid says, who amar li sheni chayv loy, Shimon himself told me that he owes Reuven money. Or if he says, ish pleni amar li shu chayv loy, that other guy told me that Shimon owes Reuven money. Lamer klum, that's nothing. We don't pay attention to that. Because it's actually fairly common that a person will say about himself, I owe that guy money. And that's just because he doesn't want other people to think he's wealthy, but he doesn't actually owe them money. And therefore, the only time we're going to believe the aid is ad shiyomar, unless he says, befoneinu hoide loishu chayv loy masayim zoz. In front of us, in front of me and my friend, that other aid that's outside, this guy Shimon told us that he's chayv Reuven 200 zoz. Afterwards, they bring the second aid in and they ask him his question as well. They ask him about all the relevant details. And if it turns out that they're on par with each other, both Edom are saying the same thing, as long as they got the main details correct, even if they might be contradicting each other in smaller, perhaps side details, such as what the money looked like, was it shiny or was it dull, or what clothing were they wearing, that's okay if their Edus doesn't match up. The basic details, though, have to be the same. The Dayanim discuss it back and forth. Let's say two Dayanim say he's Zaycha, that he's meritorious, he doesn't owe any money, and one of them says no, he does owe money, so Zakai, he's Zakai, because we have two verses one. We're Shnai Marim Chayiv, Echon Emer Zakai. If two say he's Chayiv, one says he's Zakai, Chayiv, so he's Chayiv, because two verses one. Now let's say Echon Emer Zakai, Echon Emer Chayiv. One Dayan says he's Zakai, the other one says he's Chayiv. Vafilu Shnai Zakai and Shnai Mechayivin. You know, if two give the thumbs up or two give the thumbs down, but Echon Emer Eini Idea, one of them says I don't know. Yosiva Dayanim, we have to add on to the Dayanim. It has to be that all three Dayanim give a definite psak. We can't have a Dayan saying I don't know. If we have an I don't know Dayan, we take him out and we bring a Dayan who does know. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, we continue with this. Gomer Hadavar, once they concluded the matter and the Dayanim decided among themselves what the psak is, they would bring everyone in. Hagadol Shev Dayanim Omer, the most chashuv Dayan says, Ish Plani Ata Zakai, you mister, you're Zakai, you win. Ish Plani Ata Chayiv, and you mister, you fellow, you're Chayiv. And Melech Sheitze Echem Na Dayanim, how do we know that one of the Dayanim, when he goes out, Lo Yomer, he should not say the following. Anim Zakai V'chaveirai M'chayivin, I really gave you the thumbs up. I made you Zakai. Avam Ma'asab, what am I supposed to do? Shechavei Rabu Alai. My friends, they overruled me. My colleagues, they were two verses one. What can I do? So I'll then number about this dying. It says, Loi Seilech Rachel Bamecha. Don't be a peddler of such information. Varman, it says, Hailech Rachel Megalasoid. So a dying should not be saying such a thing. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss the entire with Mishnah Ches and on to Parak Dal and Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.